right. They describe themselves as an art rock trio from our neighbours down in Auti Porty, Dunedin. I'm talking about one Bunchy's Big Score, and I have Max on the line, one third of said trio. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Liam. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, just feeling great, you know, ready to attack the day, you know, just really great.
Fantastic.
To be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, that is some inspiring shit right there. Now, hey, tell me a bit about, because you guys, you're still kind of, I feel, new-ish to the scene. Tell me a bit about Bunchy's Big Score.
So Bunchy's Big Score has been around properly for about probably like, I think our first gig was November last year, and it was like pretty bad, you know, but that's okay. We've gotten better maybe a little bit now, but it started off as like a recording thing that it was just my solo stuff that my buddy Hamish recorded for me, my song. And then that eventually snowballed into a band, and then we got Reece somewhere along the way who joined this year with us on drums. So I guess it just started off as like a casual recording thing, and then progressed from there. We decided to make a band because we just thought we were going to be so awesome, you know.
that's the spirit. That's fantastic. very, very fun. And obviously you're all kind of characters, aren't you? You know, you have fun doing, certainly your marketing is kind of, is that kind of silliness and freedom, is that translated to the music as well?
I think so. You know what, sometimes when I see other bands that just post like fucking press photos and shit, it's like, come on, take yourself a little bit less seriously.
I know, you know? I agree.
You gotta have your press photos and stuff, but you know, be a human being as well. Crying out loud.
I totally agree, yes. And, oh my God, there are some bland bands in this country. Anyway, let's not talk about them. The reason you're here, essentially, is because of Scrapbook. It's your new single. Tell me a little bit about Scrapbook. Great song, by the way.
Thank you so much. Scrapbook is like so old at this point. It was the first song that Hamish and I recorded together. It's just good to finally have something out there, you know. But the song is like, people have asked me what the lyrics are about, and I think it's kind of like it sounds like a bit of a diss track, but I mean, I didn't really have anyone in mind when I was coming up with it. maybe it's a diss track to myself, the song, I don't know. But I don't really know what to say about it. I think it's one of our noisier cuts that we have coming out, you know. And we've also got a video out with that song, filmed by Kieran J. Dodd, the GOAT, the master, and starring Liam Hoffman as Daniel Johnson.
Oh, right. I've seen this video. You're in your funny outfits.
Our onesies, yeah.
Yeah, they're lovely. They're beautiful. Now, tell me, could you ever get into scrapbooking? You know, like making wee books and pretty pages and shit. Do you think you could get into it?
Me personally, or just like anyone, or just me.
Well, you obviously, you can't speak for everyone.
No, of course not. No, you're absolutely right. I think I could get into scrapbooking if I had like nothing else to do. Like,
yeah,
I think it's a great thing, and I appreciate other people scrapbooking that I see around, and I think there's a really you know, it's a difficult fine art that goes into scrapbooking. But me, myself, I think it would take some time, and, like, I would have to kind of clash my head at the wall for a while before I intentionally
got it. Well, okay, so scrapbook out now. It's a wee morsel, it's a wee taster. What is here to come from you guys? Is this a fairly good representation, or are we gonna be surprised by what else is to come?
We've got a couple more singles coming out, which, I mean, everyone knows already. It'll be coming to an album, which is, like, done. We're just trying to, you know, really squeeze all the money out of it that we can. Just we love business here at Manchester Liquor Store, but I think scrapbook is, like, a pretty good representation of one side of the coin. You know, like, we've got a lot of noisy stuff, and then some of the other stuff on the album is, like, sort of, you know, anti-folk, like, bit of Phil Elverum type thing.
Oh, this is exciting times for you guys. I'm very excited to see what else comes. Now, tell me, do you guys have plans to... Well, I mean, where your next closest kind of good gigging spot? Do you think you're going to be here anytime soon?
Yeah, bro, we're coming up next weekend again. We were just up there on Friday the 13th.
Oh, you were? That's right.
Yeah. But we're coming back. It's going to be I think it's at Rolling Stone. So it's actually Reef's, like, solo show, but it's funny because I'm playing drums for him, and then we'll be swapping around for buttons to score. It's an all-ages show, though, at Rolling Stone, and it's September 28th, and doors are at 2 o'clock, and who else is playing? Reef, Mental Joy is also playing, I believe, and Peaking in High School, I might have that wrong, but yeah, we're coming back.
That's so one of the best names. I love that. Yeah, it's just brilliant.
Also in that band, I think.
Do you think you peaked in high school?
Oh, shit, yeah, man. Take me back to the days.
Oh, fire shit, out. Yeah.
I just want to be in science class, you know.
Oh, I know. Or drama class where I did nothing. It was wonderful.
Yeah. But, I was a bit of that.
Those days are over, though.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And we're out here just making crazy music now. Well, yeah, unfortunately.
Making shit music, you know, gotta come forth with something.
You're great fun. You're a lot of fun. You're a good guest, actually. thank you so much for joining me this morning, Max. It's been a delight to have you on. Congrats on this first single that's out. And I am very excited for your music to come. I guess I should probably ask, if people want to come to your show, where do they get tickets for that?
I will put a link in our bio. Reef will have a link on his page as well. I just saw that it was on the gig guide, actually, on the RDU page as well.
I totally knew about that, yeah.
So have a look there for more information as well. But there, I believe there's a ticket link. If not, you should be able to get in via, like, just at the door, but I will... strive to make that ticket link.
Lovely. To our audience out there, if you go check out Bunchy's big score on... Who is Bunchy, by the way?
Oh, the age-old question, mate. So, Bunchy, were you on the internet in 2014, 2013 type thing?
Well, yes.
So, do you know that? Did you ever see that green llama on the internet? The, like, GIF?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I think that's, like, called Bunchy. So maybe that's where the, you know.
Oh, okay. Oh my God, such bloody zoomers. You youth, honestly. No, I'm making myself sound way older than I am. Anyway, Max, it has been a delight to talk to you. You're a lot of fun. Yeah, have a wonderful, wonderful day. And hopefully we can get you here in the studio one day.
We would love to do that. Let us know when you've got a free slot or something, and maybe we'll plan a show around that. But we would love to come to a live tour at some point.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, to our audience right now, I'm going to play this brand new track from Bunchy's Big Score. It is called Scrap Book. Do enjoy.
I'd like to ask you when it was that you stopped growing and began your studies for a degree in obnoxious self-loathing. Do you think you do it twice? Does it please you waste your time building scraps of broken character in a fresher construction site? A place to wait a while. I never meant to make you mad. I'm only wanting to be cursed.